B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 105, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the bring.
Well, here it is, EATLES.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
Play the song, Judas.
971-9751. Now, bring the heat.
EATLES.
Yeah, there you go, Judas. Don't feel good. How are you doing? It don't feel good?
No. I think you got some support on Bring the Heat today, though.
Really? That'd be a shock.
Find out.
Anthony! Your Eagles Jubilee is going over like a fart in church. My God, you're making me tense again. I feel like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Come on! 10-9-8ers.
Your boss.
Like passing gas in church. That's great. Why? I still don't understand why. Look at these losses. Like, off the top of my head, the championship games, right? Rams, Tampa, Carolina, Arizona. You could just keep going.
They put Fog Bowl in there.
The Fog Bowl. The Redskins lost with Randall. The Rams lost with Randall.
Week one when Cunningham goes down, breaks his leg.
Exactly. There's a million of these games that, like, hurt.
At the time, Carson... Well, no, they won that game, but Carson going down against the Rams.
Yes.
Because at the time, we all thought season was over.
The Alshon drop. There's a million games that are more devastating than that one. It's funny, when the text board, SK Dom says, oh my God, you're firing people. You're saying things to fire people up. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not trying to be salacious. Like, that's not salacious. Like, he said, Miami was a horrible loss, but to go 5-1, even in a horrible division, and win 3 straight division games to get in, they earned their way in. And they stunk. I mean, the division stunk.
Yeah, but they were the best of the stink.
Okay, well, but that's not, that doesn't mean.
And then they were favorites in a playoff game.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean that's a super, oh my God, it's their year. It wasn't their year. Do you lose the Jacksons early? It's over. I mean, we did make believe for the whole season, right? We believed, oh, well, you know, you never know what happens.
I mean, when Deshaun comes back.
I mean, they lost to Miami. You know? How about this one? We pretended for the last 8 weeks that we had a shot until we no longer did. Well, we can't pretend anymore. That's what Jim says. Interesting. What's next?
Philadelphia Sports Time Machine. You get to go back in time and be a particular athlete doing a great play in Philadelphia history. Make your choice. You are Concrete Charlie Chuck Bednarik. Would you prefer to be him on the play where you laid out Frank Gifford, or the last play of the 1960 NFL championship game where you laid on top of Jim Taylor and would not let him off the field until time expired, thus preserving the Eagles championship?
My answer is I want to be Nick Foles. I want to have the Super Bowl and outduel Brady and forever have the adulation of the whole city. I mean, that's if I get to go relive any Philadelphia sports athlete, bringing the first Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, you can't really beat that.
BDN?
You can't beat BDN.
You can beat PD Judas.
Wow. Wow. Taking shots now.
Yo, Cuz, yo, Tunis, 50-year Phillies fan. I know it's a little early yet, but I really have some concerns about our team going into the 2020 season. Starting pitching, they've done nothing, and they've done nothing as far as the bullpen goes. Where's that nitwit Segura going to play? I know you probably won't talk about it today, but I have some real concerns. I love my Phillies, and I just don't want to go through again what we went through last year with the pitching staff. Have a good weekend, fellas.
You too, brother. And I hear you, man. We're getting to that point, right? Close to pitchers and catchers. They got to figure out. I still can't get over this whole wearing devices thing. But just to answer your question, I share the same thing with you.
You know my concerns.
That's a big concern. Big concern. I'm with you.
I'm really scared that they're going to be irrelevant.
Yeah.
In May.
I know.
Because right now.
They could be.
You still got Eflin.
Segura's playing second.
And Velasquez.
Yeah. Segura's playing second. I you know, maybe they add a couple, you know, bullpen arms, but that's not nearly enough. You know, you're all wheeled up.
I saw some video this morning. Pavetta, he changes the rotation a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so well, look out.
No, they did not do enough. If it's true that they're scared of the luxury tax, that's weak. Like, I don't want to hear luxury taxes. Not when you were, you know, you turtled up for a decade,
yep,
basically. Nah, nah.
You trade for Arenado, people are in.
I have no faith in that.
Neither do I.
I have no faith in Klein. I have zero faith in Matt Klontak. Zero. By the way, what would you be, real quick, because we did talk, I mean, and I was talking about last night, I've told you with my main Rudy, my old Ed Rudy, who was like, there's got to be a major investigation, right? Like, they got to shut down. You can't have Jose Altuve. You can't have him play.
No, you can't.
I mean, you saw the video. It's protecting his. And Rosenthal asked him the question. Well, you didn't let your jersey being ripped off. He didn't even know what to say. And he finally goes, oh, I was afraid I'd get stuff from my wife.
Yep.
He went in there to change. The guy's wearing a device.
I don't know. It's like
he's an informant.
This is crazy stuff that's going on. And it's getting worse and worse the more stuff that comes out.
Oh, my God.
Like, this isn't, oh, it's okay, they cheated. They got ahead of the curve. No, this is bad.
Yeah, there's nothing, like, cute about it.
No, this is bad. And there should be players, as Tom Brennan even said, there should be players that should get suspended for a year. Because they all knew about it. And you know what? It's a shame because I loved what the Astros were doing because they basically did their own trust the process. They did, you know, they did what the Sixers did. They tanked. And they got guys like Altuve and Correa and Springer. They brought in veterans. They did things in a way that I thought was going to be great. And yeah, they ended up winning, and they got all the, like, let's be honest, those players are still talented. But to have an extra edge of knowing what pitch is coming, go on now.
Yeah.
And I'm on your side. This is Echo Lenny. Ain't no stopping us now.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-L. Now that's a great echo. That's a great chant, Echo Lenny. Great chant by Echo Lenny.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The okay guy is in the five-day major penalty.
He's in a penalty box.
Right, but he left a message that could create a new character. I want you to get your thoughts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
However, but we're going to let him out of the box? Oh, you want to defer?
We challenge the call.
Do you want to defer the penalty start tomorrow or Monday?
Yeah, so the full week next week.
All right. I'm in on that. If you think it's that good?
I think it could be a good character to the Bring the Heat line.
Yeah, we need characters.
Yes, we do.
Characters
we got Nick Foles as Ghost.
Right, we have characters wanted. Make a list of the characters that we got.
All right, this is
Gabriel.
This is somebody else from the afterlife.
Okay, what do we got?
Eagles fans, it's me, the devil. You sold your soul for a Super Bowl. 8 more years of not winning.
He's a great devil.
The okay guy is now the devil.
He's
the Philly sports devil.
He's a great devil. Because he can be the Jersey Devil. He's a devil. He's a great devil. I don't think he's... Like, he is a demon. Like, he would be like the devil's chia pet.
Sprinkle some water on him?
Yeah, like, he, you know? He's he's got a good sinister way about him. Eagles fans, this is the, give me the beginning part.
Eagles fans, it's me, the devil.
That's good.
The devil.
The devil. That's right. That's that team. It's me, the devil. I didn't know he's from Dublin.
Because I can.
The devil.
Oh, my God. Bring the heat. Classic. Classic. Good job. Bring the heat brought to you by the fabulous. Who's it brought to us by?
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thank you. If I can just find
it. Winter's here, and it's cold, man.
Well, it was cold. It's going to be, it is freezing. Snow. Is the, what's the weather going to be like? Is it going to be that bad? Yeah, here we go.
It could snow.
But I saw, again, all I see is the iPhone. I now just get my, I just go on the iPhone, just look at it. It looks like it's going to snow early and then go to rain. Thanks to our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And it is cold. And if your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Let's go to where we at. Jay in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
What's up, cuz? Hey, I just want to let you know that I was right about that Milwaukee Bucks game. Everything came to fruition. Giannis guarded Ben. Ben did his thing, and B killed both the Lopez. We won on Christmas.
Yes.
After the peanut chews, I knew I was right.
Yes.
But I would like to pretend, in the beginning of the Eagles season, maybe game one against the Redskins, I could see Alshon, I could see Aguilar running a cross pattern, running into each other, losing their ass cheeks, putting them out for the rest of the season, bringing the practice squad early. We get the bye because Carson's on fire. We might make it to this. We might have made it to the Super Bowl. I know it probably wasn't our season, but
yeah,
that would have been better. We never saw the Rat and Aguilar for the rest of the season. I don't know. How long can you be out with bruised ass cheeks? I mean, that's all I got.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's the two guys I will not miss.
No, not at all.
It's funny because somebody said, oh, my God, Aguilar's going to leave here and go be a Pro Bowler with the Patriots.
Imagine that.
There's no way in the world.
No.
No way in the world. He's got no shot.
Nah, man. I would trade Aguilar for a bag of rice in a newspaper, bro.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, horrible. Oh, I can't wait till he leaves. Oh, I'm so happy he's not coming back. Him and the other one, the Rat, just go away. Bad. And throw faults in that bunch, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could throw all three of those.
Guy gets a triple double. All of a sudden, we have regret. Are you serious? No. Come on.
I don't know if you could punch up this stat, but his rookie season, when he finally got a chance to play, he led the league in getting his shot blocked. That dude's been trash forever.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I like the kid coming. I thought he would be a good compliment to Ben, but he wasn't the guy, and he had all his issues. And this town, by the way, was patient, and they cheered him. I never saw a crowd more interested in lifting someone up. The crowd was amazing. And I can't believe, who was Slam Magazine, some other people, crushing this town and the fans for trash and faults, and it never happened.
Nope.
Unbelievable. Nope. Thanks, Jay.
But you know what?
What's that?
Yeah, not a problem, man. You have a good one, Carson.
You too, brother. That's outrageous. You know, forget the revisionist history piece of it. It's just, it's basically, you know, character. It's a sailing character. What are you kidding me? This town went overboard and coddling. The fan base cheered him in every possible way.
I still remember that. I think it was against the Bulls, right? His first game where he ended up making a three in the fourth quarter. But I still remember he airballed the three early in the game. I put out a tweet. I said, like, really? Standing ovation for an airball? I got crushed. People were killed. Come on, dude. Like, I'm just glad he took it. And I'm like, wow, really? Like,
but that's how thoughtful
exactly
the fan base was and is. It's the same thing with Simmons. Like, not that I don't even want to mention Ben's name, but it's why, it's the only reason why people get exasperated, because it's not like if he shoots and is airball. Like last night, Giannis was crazy. Like he couldn't hit anything. He 0 for 9 from, what was his stat line? It was bad. He was like 0 for 5 from 3, and I think he was 10 for 20 from the foul line. And, you know, if Ben Simmons has a stat line that, like, they're not getting on him. They're encouraging. That's the thing.
Yeah, you're spot on. 0 for 5 from 3, 10 of 20 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Hit the over, though.
You had him in the over?
Yeah, I did. It worked out for me.
How did we do yesterday?
We didn't make picks yesterday, did we?
We didn't do. Right. All right, well, it's coming up. So check it out. Ben is one of my selections for today. We'll do the daily number straight ahead. Also, continue with all of your phone calls. Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. I saw Tyrone earlier. Let's talk about some beers. Love the beer. You know, you're watching, I'm watching, but it's hard. Like, if you love beer, like, I love beer, and I don't want to give it up. And now I don't have to, thanks to Corona Light and Corona Premier. Because unlike those other light beers, they actually taste like beer. You're watching your carbs and calories. Corona Light has only 99 calories, 5 grams of carbs. Corona Premier, 90 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. Don't give up on beer, especially when you're watching the game. Corona is a proud sponsor of the Sixers, so whether you're watching the game at the Wells Fargo Center at home at one of our Sixers pregame broadcasts, choose Corona. This Saturday, that's right, tomorrow night, join Devon Givens at McGurk's in Horsham for the Sixers pregame broadcast starting at 5 o'clock. The Fanatic will be giving away great prizes, including Sixers tickets, chance to win a trip to San Francisco, see the Sixers play Golden State in March, enjoy amazing food, $4 Corona, Corona Premier bottles, $4 Corona Light Draft. For details, go to 975thefanatic.com.
975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothberg Law Firm. Feeling proud, living strong, and celebrating 50 years serving people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
4:30. We'll give our picks coming up in just a bit. Let's hit some phone lines. Ethan in Abington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ethan.
Hello.
What's up,
hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, first time, long time listener.
Welcome, brother.
Hey, so I kind of agree with you with the, you know, the pretend, because just being realistic about the season and all the injuries, it's just, you know, was pretty much good luck that we made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's what I was just, you know, like when Wentz, I mean, I was happy about the playoff game, but when Wentz got hurt, that's when I pretty much was like, you know, even if we lost, it didn't, I mean, it hurt, but it didn't kill me, because once I saw Wentz go down, I was like, we're not going to win.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I checked out. The minute, like, the second quarter started, and there was no sign of Wentz.
Yeah.
And you went, uh-oh. And yeah. then once again, in second half comes out, you're like, ah, forget about it.
Yeah, the second half, that's what it was. When he didn't come out second half, I thought, oh, he ain't coming.
Yeah, that's where you check out. You just check out. You're done. I agree. Like, the minute he's not playing, you got no chance.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So that's why, like, you know, I know a lot of people's heard about it, but, you know, like, just making the playoffs, even if we beat Seattle and went on ahead, you know, anything else would have been, you know, I'd have been happy for, but I expect us, with all the injuries, to make it as far as we did.
Yes, I agree. I just didn't feel like their year in hindsight. Like, yeah, again, when it's going on and, you know, they're winning these games, division games, you go, all right, you know, and it was fun. You know, Boston Scott and Greg Ward. But, you know, now I look at, when you look back on it, there's a million other games, Eagle games, that ended with heartbreak and,
yeah.
And you know, wounds, open, gaping wounds.
Yeah, even the Dolphins game, that was the worst loss than the one we just had.
Yeah, well, that was horrible. You lose to that track of a team. Well, we were in there, too. Heath, my man. Thank you, my brother.
No problem.
Hey, listen, you like Chapel? Little Chapel Hoops?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on, brother. I'm going to send you the game. It's a good game. Little Temple basketball. Just beat the Shockers. It was a good win. And now you get to go see a little TU Owls basketball. Hey, Coach Aaron McKee. They battle Cincinnati. It's a good game. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Leocore Center. It's meme night at the game. There you go. For tickets, visit owlsticks.com. What are you doing?
I'm ready.
What are you doing?
Did my research.
Are you ready for why you some picks?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Right, daily number. Hit it. I want to start off. I love tonight in this prop on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. That's what we use. The official numbers for the daily number line. I love Ben Simmons over 16.5 points.
I'm with you.
But now that thing has just, wow, my God, I'm just looking at it. It was minus 120, and now it's minus 143.
No, I did it earlier. I got him at a good time then.
Yeah, minus 16.5. Go Ben. Over. I think sometimes, you know, when you look at this stuff, it looks like the props are better value.
Yes.
Because they go over a season-long numbers.
The average,
like
yeah.
You know? So they look at it like that. And, you know, without Joel Embiid, you got to come up with 24 points a game.
Yes.
So you need more scoring out of Ben. Tonight against the Bulls, he should score 20 at least.
Yeah, I have the six. I have Simmons over 16.5. I'm taking the Sixers, too.
I like him.
I have a feeling they go on a bit of a run. I feel it. I think they're trying to figure out. I think the first couple games they tried figuring out playing without Joel Embiid. It's not like the Bulls are that great of a basketball team. Nets not that great of a basketball team. But they got some games ahead of them that they can win. So, I think they go on a bit of a run here. Sixers do.
I like it. I could see. Let me look at their. You have the schedule in front of you. I'll tell you what. You go hit your next pick, and then I'll look at the.
They're going to win their next game too. The Knicks. Yeah. Another game NBA wise. I got the Pacers 7.5 points today against the T-Wolves. T-Wolves have all these rumors swirling around about trading players left and right, so I think they're a bit of a mess right now. So I'm going to take the Pacers 7.5 tonight.
All right. I like that. That's a good pick. They're a mess, that T-Wolves team.
Yes.
So here you go. You ready? So tonight, Bulls. Tomorrow, Knicks.
Win.
Monday, MLK Day at Brooklyn.
Win.
Well, here's the thing. I know you just played them, and there's sometimes that revenge kind of thing, but it's back on the road. Where they're 7-14, have lost six in a row, you got to win that game.
Yeah, and the Nets have a rat in the locker room. That Kyrie stuff that he was talking about the other day.
Yeah. Then you go to Toronto.
Tough matchup. Always tough for the Sixers.
Yeah, but
no,
I don't
wanna, no Embiid against Gasol.
Yeah, but I don't want, you know, like, I don't want to hear it though. You know,
maybe Norvell Pell has a big game against Marc Gasol.
No, that's not gonna happen. Then, week from Saturday, ABC the Lakers. That'll be awesome. We'll get fired up for that game. Sixers Lakers. All right, I'll give you next. I'll go NFL. I'm worried about the line going down because the Chiefs were 7.5. They're now 7. But it appears like there's a lot of Titans love.
I think it went back up to 7.5.
Not on the Parks app, okay. But that's what we use. The you know, it's funny. I was outside some of the construction guys that are working on the studios and the building. They watch out for Derrick Henry. And I don't say it. I don't say it a little bit. Look, I love Derrick Henry. He's a truck. But I think my man's going to have something to say about that. Spags. And I don't think they stop Mahomes. So I love the Chiefs.
Well, I'm taking the Chiefs to 7.5. I'm also taking the under. If we do that, this is my lock. That's a lock for me.
You like the under?
Under 52.5. They're going to try to control the clock, Tennessee. At least that's what I think.
I would think so, yeah.
And I think they're going to try to keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands. And they're going to use Derrick Henry. Unless Derrick Henry's breaking off 70-yard runs left and right, and then the ball gets back to KC. I know KC can score, but I think Tennessee's going to try to control the clock. So I'm taking the under 52.5.
All right. I'm going to stay away from that total.
Okay.
But I do like the Niners laying the 7.5 against Green Bay.
I don't know why I think Green Bay keeps it close.
That's such a public. Aaron Rodgers catching 7.5? Nobody believes in the Niners. They still don't believe in them. People were making the case for the Vikings.
Yeah, I remember. I still have Green Bay plus the 7.5. I got one more.
I know you do.
I got one player prop for you.
And real quick, I like the over in that game.
What was it, 40, 48, 49?
46.5.
46, okay. Trae Young tonight. Over under 3.5 threes. Plus 122 to go over. I'm taking the over for Trae Young. They're playing the Spurs. They're going to be down. They're going to lose. Trae Young's going to start chucking up threes.
You see the numbers that he's putting up?
Yeah. He's 5 of 12 from 3 the other night.
Crazy numbers.
He had a bad night. I think last week he went like 0 for 7. And then he missed the game. And then he came back 5 of 12.
How about Brandon Ingram last night?
Yeah, Twitter was popping last night. Should have taken Ingram.
He was.
It's back to that, the Brandon Ingram over Ben Simmons conversation.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know why.
I mean, Brandon Ingram's never going to win, but, you know.
Well, you know, again, it's fine talking. You know, it's a good conversation piece.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you take that stuff seriously.
I completely disagree with what they said.
Patrick Mahomes, 302 yards. Over or under? 302.5.
I'd probably take the over.
So would I. Now, but again, you got under in the game. But he, you know, he hits those bombs. He hits those huge chunk plays. Kelsey's a beast.
Oh, my God, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what Mike Vrabel does against Kelsey.
He's done a good job.
Because everything they threw at him last week, to the point where they had to hold him, and he still had a great game. Travis Kelce.
I'll give you this. Give me over a half an interception for Tannehill.
What's the number there?
That's what, on the Parks.
Yeah, what are the odds?
It's whatever, minus 110, 120, whatever it is. That's pretty good. Here's Derrick Henry. Look at Derrick Henry's. Here's his rushing yards. 109.5. You almost take the over again. Right?
Yeah, because they're going to try and control
109.5. He's that. I mean, look. I know what Spags is going to do. You can talk about loading the box. And then he's going to blitz the hell out of Tannehill. He's going to crowd the line of scrimmage. And say, go ahead. But the 109, because here's the thing. He's going to crowd the line of scrimmage. And if Henry breaks off one, like I could see the Chiefs up And then Henry, like in the third quarter, breaks off like an 80-yard run. Chiefs win, but like it's a passing situation, late third, early fourth quarter, and then he busts one. I can see that. All right, we'll come back, take your call, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We still got a couple make-believes. How did it become make-believe? I didn't even say I called it fiction. You called it make-believe.
Yes, I did. That's why.
And it sounds stupid. When you said it like that, it just turned. I'm going to blame you for my epic failure today. He's the Jewish. I'm Cuz.
All right, you just heard our picks for the conference championships, but we also got something coming up closer than that. We got McGregor and Cerrone. They're facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the fight. Sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS and place a $10 bet on McGregor. If he wins, they'll give you $120 in site credit. Just sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS. As you know, there's plenty more to bet on with FanDuel Sportsbook. We just talked about all the conference championship games. We talked about player props. I like Simmons over 16.5 today. There's a lot more. Round robin, special promos running every single day, like touchdown bonuses, which you could use this weekend, and boosted odds. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals, so you can have your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I had a nice big payout a couple weeks ago. I got it the next day. So sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS and place a $10 bet on McGregor. And if he wins, they'll give you $120 in site credit. That's promo code NOTORIOUS, NOTORIOUS. And download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. Must be 21 plus and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Indiana. Applies the first online wager only. Pre-game money line wager required. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9 with it.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Trudis didn't want to do a poll today. He was lazy.
Yes.
But the poll would have been brought to you by our man, Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new train heating cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com. Let me sneak in a couple peeps. Let's go to Frankie. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Cuz?
Yo, Frank. What's up, brother?
No, much. You might not remember me. I was the doorman back at a condo building that you lived in.
Yes! Frank! How you been, man?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, brother. Oh, my God. I love you, Frank.
I know. I love you, too, cuz. I want to touch on two things real fast. The Eagles and then about the Sixers. My opinion with the Eagles, I think they should have been got rid of Aguilar and Jeffries a long time ago. They just don't produce, you know.
That's right.
I'm a diehard, you know, Philly fan all the way across the board. Then you know we're real adamant and strong about our teams, and all we ask is for you to just go out there and give your best, you know. And it's like these guys just don't get their best, you know. That's why I love for Allen Iverson was so strong as it is, because every night, day in and day out, you knew he was going to fight.
Yes,
you know, win, lose or draw. They definitely need some cornerbacks. Their cornerbacks are definitely, you know, lacking a lot, you know, just giving up too many yards on too many different, you know, games.
Yeah, I agree, Frank. Yeah, no, you're right.
Now, as far as the Sixers, you know, Ben Simmons, like you were saying earlier in the week, you know, he's still young. He'll come into his own. You know, you just kind of give him time But, you know, another caller did say, you know, at the same time, you know, if he's not confident in his jump shot, that's something that you need to be working on the off season.
Yeah, it's weird. You know what? I don't think this thing is a work ethic thing because, look, Ben works hard. I've been at practice. I've seen him shoot the basketball. I think this is more psychological.
Okay.
In games.
Okay, got you. But other than that, they definitely need some other guys to step up. I'm not really a big Tobias Harris fan. When they gave him that crazy deal, over in the offseason, I was just like, why?
Well, you know what, think about this for a second, though. Any kind of starter to all-star player is going to get max, like, huge money. I mean, that's kind of the league itself. I just think Tobias, and I like Tobias. I think Tobias still has a little upside. I think he's got to get comfortable. I liked his offense. I thought he played real well against Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to score more. I think if he scores more, I think you'll like him. You know, you'll like him better. And without him being, he's got to be a little more selfish.
Right. A lot of guys need to be a little bit more selfish, especially Ben Simmons in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, just passing the ball. You know, that's the prime opportunity for somebody to step up.
I agree.
And take over a little bit, you know, so
listen,
if those guys kind of get things rolling in that aspect, I think they'll be fine.
Listen, I'm with you. And Frank, man, great to hear from you, buddy.
Likewise, cuz.
Always a pleasure, man. Much love to you, Frank. Take it easy, buddy.
You know,
good man.
You know where you started?
What did I start?
Paul Miner tweeted in or DM'd us.
Yes.
Eagles beat the Seahawks. McCown and Wentz both out. Eagles down to their third string quarterback. Jacksonville releases Foles. Eagles sign Foles. Foles lead Eagles to Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
That's what you started.
That's awesome.
That's right. We didn't even have that part of it.
I wanted to do the whole thing.
But they would have had Sudfeld playing the next round.
Yeah.
We didn't even think, because McCown tore his hamstring.
Yeah, right. Well, in my make-believe.
Or Wentz was healthy.
Wentz was healthy and played in Lambeau. Give me the ball real quick while I do the tell you about Mike. Give me the bells, too. Mike is coming up next. You don't want to miss him. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com.
Third down and 13. They're coming after Wentz. Green to stop. And he breaks a couple of tackles. And Boston scores! Boston scores! Boston scores! Inside the five. Boston scores! Inside the five. Oh, my. Who is Boston
scores? Eagles are playing in San Francisco on Sunday. In the NFC title game, I'm going to be there on another alternate plane of existence, but I will be there. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the conference championship games. Be careful tomorrow in the weather, and we'll see you on Monday. We'll be working on MLK Day. Have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.